Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's just gone 4:25 and turning our attention now to France, where the French National Assembly has unanimously passed a bill to posthumously promote Alfred Dreyfus, a Jewish army captain wrongfully convicted of treason in 1894, to the rank of Brigadier General. Now, this symbolic act aims to rectify an historic injustice that was rooted in anti-Semitism and to reaffirm France's commitment to combating such prejudice in the present day. Joining me on the line from France to discuss this further is Robert Enges, who is the Executive Director and CEO of the Representative Council of Jewish Institutions in France. Robert, thanks so much for joining us on the Home Run. What do you see as the purpose of what is being called a symbolic act, and why now?
Thank you very much for hosting me, first. And second, it's symbolic, as you say. It's important because 130 years later, the captain of the time is recognized to the rank he would have necessarily had at the end of his career. And it's something that has divided France in two parts. And in the moment, it's very symbolic too, because at this moment, as you well know, and like in most of the country is divided over the fate of Gaza and the war between Gaza and Israel. And so the fact that it has been voted unanimously by the lower chamber of the French Parliament is something which is more than a symbol. It's something that says that France has not forgotten that in its DNA, we do have the combat against anti-Semitism as a value.
But Robert, it comes at the same time that French President Emmanuel Macron has intensified efforts to recognize a Palestinian state. He's co-chairing an upcoming international conference on the matter. Does Macron support this symbolic act?
Most probably. And from what I know and what I hear from his counselors, the purpose is to obtain peace between Israel and Palestine and Palestinian. And he would love to and dream to set his name on history for being the man who has made peace between Israel and the Palestinians, but that will not happen for all the reason that you well know, that this is not a timely move and this is not something that can be done immediately without condition. It can be the end of a process. It could be, we could imagine that France would wants to play a role in, and that it could happen in a long time after the Hamas is disarmed and after the Palestinian Authority is totally reconstructed into a democratic body that allows different voices to be expressed. So at the end of the day, we could imagine it could not be a bad idea, but this is something that nobody wants at the moment, nor the Palestinians, nor Israel, and nobody in the Israeli society is ready to hear such efforts from President Macron.
The U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, suggested that France should, and I'm quoting him, carve out a piece of the French Riviera for a Palestinian state. How do you respond to such international criticisms of France's foreign policy?
This is the criticism from the United States, basically the same that Trump is criticizing, the same that and many would criticize for the reason I just mentioned. But in Europe, this is a voice that people want to hear. You've seen that the Germany, for example, who had been for 80 years very cautious not to criticize Israel, has been critic of the Israeli policy for what we know. And at the end of the day, you well know that we don't know anything of what's happening. And this is one critic that we can make to the Israeli authority, to the Israeli government, that it does not give us facts and figures about what's happening. Images seems to show that the move, that the intention to remove Hamas from the distribution of humanitarian aid was positive, and that it's the benefits of the population of Gaza. And if everybody wants the benefit, that wants to the progress for the population in Gaza, this is the direction everyone should go. But this is the direction that Israel should give information to the foreign governments and to the everyone about what it's actually doing in Gaza.
Robert Enges, the Executive Director and the CEO of the Representative Council of Jewish Institutions in France, thank you so much for giving us your insight.